I'm Jean Stilwell. Guillermo Silva Marin is the artistic director of the Toronto Operetta Theatre. He joins us on the phone to talk about the Canadian premiere of Jacinto Guerrero's El Huésped del Sevillano, taking place on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the St. Lawrence Centre. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning. You pronounce that so beautifully. Spanish.
Well, I rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed.
All morning long.
All morning long. Bill, so this is a zarzuela. Can you give us a definition of that, please?
Well, it's very difficult to kind of limit it because it was probably the main lyric theater of Spain, and they did quite a variety, diverse. The genre was so open. Some of it was opera, some of it was operetta, some of it was music theater.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom, though, it turned tragic, but some of the subject matters were rather serious in some of these zarzuelas.
Mm-hmm.
Española.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's lyric theater. It usually has dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It has tons of dance.
Oh, great.
And then the storyline, which is what's most beautiful.
Yes.
In terms of the sounds of Spain.
Uh-huh.
Which are so typical, so wonderful. Sometimes that's one of the reasons it's attributed that zarzuelas have not traveled too much worldwide, but it's been discovered. And so the richness of the genre is amazing.
So I've got a short little thing that I looked up, that a zarzuela is a play within a play. Is that true?
This particular one is.
Okay.
El Huésped del Sevillano is a story being developed by the big guy, Mr. Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Man of La Mancha. And so he's a character that's observing what's going on at the inn, and he's writing a novel, a comedy, which it is true to life. It's called The Dishwasher.
Ah! Well, so in
La
this...
La Fregona.
Ah!
And what's happening in the story that's going on at the inn is one, and what's going on with Cervantes observing what's going on and then trying to write about it in Toledo, in the city of Toledo. It all happens there. It's definitely a story within a story, sort of. Not all zarzuelas are like that.
Okay.
So, Bill, because you've told us that it is a story within a story, and the honorary guest here at the inn is Miguel de Cervantes, what are some of the intrigues that he is observing? What are some of the things that are going on at the inn?
Well, he wants to write about a local girl. She's very pretty, and her name is Constancia, and she works at the inn, and she is perhaps a dishwasher. And he starts with her because of her beauty, and she's attractive, and she's fun. And then he finds out that there is another girl called Raquel, who is the romantic lead in this story, and she gets abducted by a count.
Of course.
Of course, yes. And so Alma Viva appears. His name is Don Diego, and he's madly in love with this young woman, very pretty, but she doesn't want him. And so he abducts her and puts her at the inn momentarily to take her away. And that is the center aspect of the story, the intrigue that's going on, the both Constancia and a servant to the lead romantic. The romantic lead is Juan Luis, and he's the court painter, and he's been commissioned by the king to paint a new portrait as a virgin. And so he falls madly in love with his own model when he meets Raquel. And so he's going to defend and save the day by getting Mr. Don Diego in trouble with the king.
Let's talk about Kate Carver for a second. She's conducting.
Kate is, she did Arzazuela last year.
Okay.
La Verbena de la Paloma. She's a phenomenal up-and-coming conductor, and she's, of course, a vocal coach and works at the University of Toronto and out there in Weston. And so she's going places as a conductor, and I love the way she works. And she's reduced the orchestration because, of course, we're going to have the orchestra on stage as part of the action.
Okay.
So it's... it's all quite lovely. She's having a great time with the piece. She's not fluent in Spanish, but she's catching up.
Wow, I bet.
As is the entire cast. There's three members of the cast that are fluent in Spanish.
Oh,
the rest
that's fantastic.
Are all dealing with Spanish for the first time, and they are zarzuelaing. With great, great abandon.
And I bet they got a lot of coaches around that Spanish.
yes, indeed. Oh, well,
okay.
It's...
I was just going to ask you very briefly, and I know this is difficult because you've got five phenomenal singers here, but Tonatiuh Abrego, he's the person to concentrate on for the second?
Yes, he's the lead, Juan Luis. He is... of Salvadorian background. His parents are from Salvador. She is a very handsome fellow and going
sure
places.
Wow.
It's a fabulous voice for a tenor.
You know what you just said, right?
coming from one tenor to another.
Yes.
Exactly, yes. But, you know, he's phenomenal. He'll have a very impressive career as it develops.
Lovely.
And then his beloved is Lucia Santilli. She's of Italian background, but she flows with Spanish very easily. Mm. So they make a young, attractive couple in this production. And so are all the rest of the cast is a small chorus and then a whole slew of participants, characters at this inn. It's a very hot place to be. Inn of El Sevillano.
Well, it sounds like it's full of intrigue
it
and
sure
fun,
does.
And one does wonder what Cervantes might have thought seeing himself a character in an opera, right, 300 years later. But we've been speaking with Guillermo Silva-Marin, the Toronto Operetta Theatre's general director, about the Canadian, it's a premiere, right,
yes,
a Spanish composer.
Yes, Jacinto. First time here.
Yeah.
It was composed in 1926, but it's taken this long, and it's fabulous to be able to bring it to the community, and I hope the radio listeners, your fans, we'll take a trip to the St. Lawrence Center.
Excellent. Yes, so once again, that's about the Canadian premiere of Spanish composer Jacinto Guerrero's comedic masterpiece, El Huésped del Sevillano, The Guest at the Inn. And it's three nights only, May 3, 4, and 5. Gosh, that's coming up this weekend at the St. Lawrence Center for the Arts. For tickets, please go to ticketmaster.ca or call 416-366-7723. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Oh, it's been delightful. Thank you.
Best of luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes.